Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here again with another video, and currently I don't have time to do a full episode of the podcast. Lots going on, and there probably won't be an episode of the Richard Lewis Show for a while, a few weeks at least. So I'm going to try something a little bit different this time around, and if I see a story that I'm interested in, I'm just going to record one of these quick videos, get it out there so you can get the information, get my opinion, whatever it is you come here for in time. Now, if you're a regular viewer of the show, you'll know that one of the things we cover on the podcast is media outrage, media lies, the failing standards within modern journalism. And I've given plenty of examples of how left-wing outlets are always happy to run with inaccuracies and whatnot. But recently, I saw something that emanated more from the right-leaning media and right personalities. And I think it's an interesting demonstration of how both sides can pretty much disregard fundamentals of journalism, like fact-checking, when there's an opportunity for a gotcha moment. Anyway, if like me you're a gamer, you probably played some iteration of Total War by Creative Assembly. Personally, I go back to the very first game, Total War Shogun, and I haven't missed an installment since, even if they're bad. I even watched that awful UK TV show you probably haven't heard of called Time Commanders, which was members of the general public playing the game to recreate historical battles. Full disclosure, I haven't played much of Total War Rome 2 as it was a complete fucking mess on release, but I admire what the Creative Assembly team has tried to do with constantly patching it even to this day and updating it, and by all accounts now it's eminently playable. So you probably heard about the game getting steam-bombed, which is a really dumb practice in and of itself, where disgruntled consumers post coordinated negative reviews en masse to tank a game's rating in protest, usually over something not to do with the game itself. The crime that Creative Assembly have supposedly committed is to forcibly insert women as generals into the game, giving them a disproportionate role in a setting that certainly wasn't as enlightened as our wonderfully woke present day. Well, first off, let's say it was true. I'd never support the airbrushing of history in a setting that matters, like these chuckleheads who want to censor Huckleberry Finn for today's delicate sensibilities, or ban Shakespeare, or eviscerate large amounts of any curriculum because it's too harrowing for the safe space obsessed little darlings that attend modern colleges. Fuck that noise, fuck it forever. But ultimately, those are settings that really matter. It's academia and learning. Games, you have to admit, even if you love them as much as I do, are meant to be fun, blank canvases. You'll often hear the phrase storytelling engines for some games. And unlike the Battlefield controversy, the key to remember here is the game is meant to be a historical sandbox where your very intervention in all of its moving parts greatly alters historical outcomes. Maybe a Roman dynasty takes a very different path through history to the one we know. Maybe you play as one of the lesser factions at the time and push all the way back to topple Rome itself. And along the way, who is to say that maybe a woman or two rises to the rank of general? It's not as if history is without precedence for this. There's actually a lot more examples than you probably think. The rip-roaring reed, that is the Old Testament, talks of Deborah in the Book of Judges, a female general who led successfully an army against King Jabin of Hazor. And unlike a lot of female figures in the Bible, she wasn't married to any man of note, no great figure, and completely stood on her own merits as a military heroine. But the Bible's all bullshit, right? Well, there's Tamiris, who defeated the Persian Cyrus the Great, or the daughter of Philip II of Macedon, Sinani, who defeated the Illyrians, or there's Chilonis, who coordinated a female bolstered defense of Sparta and was so fucking wild she performed the whole battle with a noose round her neck tied to the battlements so she could commit suicide rather than be captured by the spurned heir to the throne, Cleonemus. And yes, listen, I know these are outliers, exceptions to the rule, but I've deliberately selected female military generals who are from societies that in Rome too actually spurn the possibility of female generals, but we'll get to that in a second. So as you can probably tell, I don't really have any strong opinions, even if these female generals were being inserted into the game in an unrealistic manner, because there's historical precedence for the rise of such figures. But here's the problem. Contrary to what you've probably been told and probably read, it just isn't true at all. Creative Assembly haven't altered anything in the game. What happened was that on the basis of one screenshot and caption somehow gaining traction on Steam forums and social media, a completely manufactured outrage that has no basis in fact or reality has occurred. You can see the screenshot here, and given that the screenshot dates back to August, who really knows why it suddenly started to gain traction, but gain traction it did. And suddenly we were off to the fucking races. Now, let's be clear, there have been attacks on historical accuracy in games when it is warped through the prism of modern identity politics. The creator of Kingdom Come Deliverance was framed as a white nationalist by many publications for simply representing the demographics that were true to the region in the game at the time within which the game is set. It was both simultaneously silly and malicious, and it prompted me to do a whole focus piece about it as an episode of the podcast. However, a stupid knee-jerk reaction by the left is just as dumb as a stupid knee-jerk reaction by the right, and that's exactly what we got here. In this instance, what's crazy is that it was the community that misled each other to get the story snowballing, and then subsequently commentators who were looking to gain some traction and attention from that outrage seized upon it. For example, Ian Miles Chong, who we've interviewed on the show before, tweeted about it and still seems to be standing by the notion that Creative Assembly are in the wrong, despite evidence to the contrary. He even spread further misinformation about the game's content, claiming there were now female soldiers in the Roman Legion, when in fact it was the Daughters of Mars unit that was launched in 2014 as optional DLC. And this DLC introduced a lot of optional female-only military units from history, some of which were even requested by the community to beef up factions that were struggling to be competitive within the game. You'll note there was no widespread outrage about it at the time. Nothing blew up on social media, but 2014 was a much simpler time, one when the world hadn't descended into clickbait-fueled idiocy and the constant need to protest imaginary enemies on both sides. And incredibly, if you look at the YouTube comments, there's still comments there bemoaning a lack of historical accuracy in an update that actually contains instances of female soldiers with at least a basis in historical fact. You can go look up the term gladiatrix if you think it's far-fetched. But for some reason, again, it wasn't seized upon. There was no outrage. There was no clicks to generate. At the more extreme end of the political spectrum, the human garbage that populate the Daily Stormer continue their proud tradition of trying to recruit angry loner gamers into their ranks with this charming headline here, which probably should tell you what side of the argument you're on if you're outraged about this. For anyone who was thinking that the game was somehow under assault by the very people who made it, a quick Google search will tell you that female generals were introduced back in March to absolutely no discernible outrage whatsoever. And as you can see from the official patch notes here, the gist is basically that key historical female figures were now playable, and certain factions would now include a small percentage chance that a female general would present itself to be optionally slotted into your army. And the Kush faction, who have a long history of female generals and battle queens, have the highest instance within the game. The Total War team confirmed they've done absolutely nothing to change the rates at which female generals are likely. And indeed, there are still factions that simply cannot have female generals at all, including the ones that I mentioned earlier that have historical instances of female generals having occurred in real life. The Total War team statement said, in regards to the current debate about Rome 2, there have been no changes to recruitable female general spawn rates, but with the addition of the family tree feature and the new gameplay options it brings, playable factions may gain more female family members via marriage. If a player has their male family members seek a wife and get married, more females enter the family. This means more female characters may appear as recruitable generals, but again, only in those factions where female characters may be recruited as generals. Female characters appear throughout the game, but have between a 10 and 15% chance of appearing as recruitable generals for some of the playable factions. The exceptions are the Greek states, Rome, Carthage, and some Eastern factions, which have a 0% chance, and Kush, which has a 50% chance. This is to broadly represent the cultural differences in those factions during the time the game is set. These percentage chances are moddable by players. We've not seen a verifiable bug where this is shown to be different or not working as intended. We have no plans to patch this out or remove this feature from the game. And honestly, why the fuck would they? While the outrage was blowing up, some of the players on Steam forums and Reddit tried to crunch the numbers, and they seemed to set the spawn rate of women as important characters as apparently lower than Creative Assembly's estimations, in some cases as low as 6% for Greek and Roman cultures. And of course, if you know anything about the game, what Creative Assembly is saying is absolutely accurate. Most Greek women characters have the family duty trait, which means they can't be generals or even rival party leaders. Even if this wasn't the case, with a cursory understanding of maths, you can understand how even low percentage factions could find themselves having an entire line of female generals across hundreds of thousands of players with an unfathomable amount of total playthroughs. That's just how probability works, and given that it would always be an outlier, it seems incredible to me that this blew up at all, rather than being simply laughed at as an interesting thing that happened in one person's playthrough. But the first casualty of the great ongoing culture war was common sense. I can't say I'm surprised by anything anymore. Honestly, this is an example of where gamers haven't helped themselves yet again. I'm someone who has spoken for over a decade about the misrepresentation of gamer culture in the mainstream media and continue to do so to this day. But when I see something like this happen, it's just disheartening because there's no real explanation for the overreaction, and it enables the same publications who have told so many lies down the years to get an uncontested slam dunk and say, look, we were right all along. That's right, they wasted no time at all in writing about this, and everyone who engaged in this childish and pathetic behavior will absolutely have to hold a big fat L, probably the one located at the end of the word incel. You've got to stop giving ammunition to people who will not hesitate to shoot at you, and if you see something like this blowing up again in future, just ask yourself the all-important question. Am I actually informed about what is happening here? Have I seen the proof of it myself? Or am I simply along for the ride with the rest of the mob? Anyway, those are my thoughts on the whole Total War Rome 2 fiasco. Thanks for watching the video, and I'll see you next time.